الحمد لله وكفى والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والذين جاهدوا فينا لنهدينهم سبلنا سبحان ربك رب العزة أما يصفون والسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He gives different blessings to each individual within His creation. So every individual from creation, they have a different type of blessing, they have different circumstances, they're tested in different ways. But there's one common denominator that every single human being has, regardless of where they are, regardless of their status, regardless of society, regardless of the era in which they're born, and that is time. Every single human being, they're given some period of time by which they can fulfill the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will judge them based on how they use their time. So that's the one thing that all of us have in common, is that Allah gave us this time, and the question is how we're going to use it. So actually, our life in this world, you can look at it as an investment of time. And so the question is how to best use our time. Now, if you look at the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ, basically the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ is an explication of how we should use our time. Meaning, what's the best thing that you can do at each individual moment in time in order to maximize your time? That's what the sunnah, that's another way of defining the sunnah. Now, one of the important things that we should realize is that this investment of time has a couple important characteristics that we should know. The first and foremost is that we have to make decisions about how to use our time. And those decisions are based on the sunnah. The second is that the way the investment works is that we're not judged by the results, but instead we're judged by our niyyah and we're judged by the sharia. So, the proof that the investment is being used properly or that you're gaining in your investment is the fact that you follow the sharia. That's basically what we've been bound to do. We're bound by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to follow the sharia. So that's important, because when you're making a decision of how to use your time, you're not going to base it on effects and you're not going to base it on results. You're going to base it on the sharia. The point is that we should be living our life every moment according to the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that's the second aspect. And the third aspect is that when we decide how we're going to use our time, just like if we have wealth and we would choose partners in a business, in the same way, sometimes we use our time in partnership. So for example, we find people that we should spend time with, or we find groups of people that we sit with. And that's another way by which we invest our time. Now, when you choose a business partner, you choose somebody who's responsible, you choose somebody who's going to give you good advice, somebody who's got a good head on their shoulders, somebody who's successful. In the same way, the Prophet ﷺ gave us the means by which we should choose our business partners in this life, meaning the business of getting into Jannah, and that is by choosing people based on the rules of the sharia. The sharia is the guiding principle that allows us to choose who we should hang around with and who we should avoid. Now, unfortunately, in this day and age, everything is completely upside down. Number one, we don't realize that the sunnah is the way that we should spend our time, so we come up with our own ideas. Rationally, I think this would be the best thing, so I go ahead and do it. Or, my experience is this, so we go ahead and do it. We don't base it on the sunnah, number one. Number two, we don't realize that it doesn't matter what the effects are, the point is that we follow the sunnah. That's where the reward lies, the following the sharia, not the effect. And so often we're ready to sacrifice the sharia or break the rules of the sharia thinking that we're going to get some effect which the scholars have not permitted. Now, there are certain times when the scholars permit you some laxity within the sharia or to leave taqwa for fatwa, etc. But in general, we do this too often. We leave the sharia looking for some sort of effect or some result, and we end up losing everything because the whole point is the sharia. That's where the reward lies. And number three, the third point was seeking partners based on, or judging partners based on the sharia. We don't judge based on the sharia. We choose based on effects. And so this is one of the most important things to keep in mind, is that when we choose people that we're going to hang around with, or when we choose people that we're going to invest our time with, the way you judge is by the Sharia. You don't say, okay, this group is the largest Islamic group in the country or Islamic group in the world, so we're going to choose this group. You base it on the Sharia. Sometimes there'll be many people following the Sharia. Sometimes there won't be anyone following the Sharia. But the point is that we're bound to follow the Sharia. Now, if you look at the writings of Sheikh Ahmed Sirhindi, very famous Sheikh, he says that when he's talking about our way of getting closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says we don't trade the Futuhat-e Makkiyah, no, the Futuhat-e Madaniyah for the Futuhat-e Makkiyah. Now, Futuhat-e Makkiyah, what he's referring to in this quote, Futuhat-e Makkiyah is a famous book written by one of the famous scholars, Maulana Rumi. And in this book, he's trying to explain the experience of getting closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Futuhat-e Madaniyah, in his quote, refers to the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So what he's actually saying is that we don't trade the sunnah for effects. So if somebody says, well, I can make you feel very close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but tells you to do it in a way that's outside of the sunnah, then it doesn't matter how you feel. The point is that we don't trade the sunnah for these effects. Whether those effects be spiritual, whether those effects be financial, or whether those effects be in, quote-unquote, producing results in the ummah. And so that's one of the most important things in this day and age, when we're judging every minute of our time as a wealth. And we have to judge how we're going to invest it, how we're going to spend it, and how we're going to maximize it. And the way to do so is according to the Quran and the Sunnah. That's the way that it has to be done. And now, in this day and age, people ask the question so often, okay, what should I do with my time? There's so many groups, and there's so many people saying all these different things, and there's so many ideas out there. How do I judge? It's so confusing. Well, the point is, it's not confusing. It's judged based on the Sharia. That's the number one thing that we should keep in our mind. You have to judge based on the Sharia. We don't judge based on results. We don't judge based on feelings or do we feel good. We base it on the Sharia. If the Sharia is being followed, then that's what you should follow. And if the Sharia is being left, then that's what we shouldn't follow. It's very clear cut. It's very straightforward. Even in this day and age, people are so confused, yet the rules are so clear. And now people say, well, it's so confusing. Everybody seems to be making quotes according to the Sharia. Then the way you judge is by just watching for a while. People will eventually, everything looks like it's the Sharia when you first look at it. But then over time, as you begin to watch it and you begin to experience it, things become very clear. You begin to see whether this group is following the Sharia or not following the Sharia. Or whether your teacher or that particular teacher is following the Sharia or not following the Sharia. So that's why we have to have a careful eye. In this day and age, there's too much confusion. So in the end, the Sharia is what matters. The Sharia is the path to Allah, and the Sharia is the sign of progression to Allah. And so that should be clear in the mind of every single person. وَآخِرُ الدَّعْوَانَ أَنِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ